So the story goes, it was the first night of Slichos. Like tonight, the Sephardim start saying Slichos. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Miberditchev, the Hasidic master, was out at 4 in the morning getting up to say Slichos with his gabbai, but it was raining. So they pull out to this, you know, little shaded area to protect themselves from the rain. And who do they see? Out of the corner of the window, all of the thieves in town are gathered, the Ganavim, and they're curious. So his gabbai listens in, and what's happening? He hears that each one is telling to each other, you know what, this year I stole 100 rubles, and I stole 200 rubles, and I stole this, and I stole that, and they're bragging. And the gabbai comes back and he says, Gevalt, Rav Levi Yitzchak, it's crazy. They're telling each other about how much they stole. What is going on here? Why did Hashem send us here? Rav Levi Yitzchak runs to the Aron Kodesh and he says, oh my gosh, the Ganavim, even the Ganavim, they're starting to do tshuva. They're admitting their sins, how much they stole. This guy's saying vidoy, this guy's doing vidoy. And I, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Sasha, I haven't even started to do tshuva yet. It's Elul time. I need to start doing tshuva. Gevalt. So it's a cute story. And, you know, you might take it in the sense of, like, look how naive Rav Levi Yitzchak was. He didn't realize the thieves were really trying to steal and brag. And you couldn't read it like that. He's always being melamed tzchus on people. But I don't think that's the point of this story. The way I understand that story is that when Elul comes, Rav Levi Yitzchak put his mind into a place of looking for opportunities to awaken himself to be better, looking for messages that Hashem was trying to send him, asking himself, what does Hashem want from me? What does Hashem want me to do in order to become a better Jew? And he took this little thief story as an opportunity, thinking, ah, Hashem wants me to start doing tshuva. And he got that awakening from the thieves. Whether the thieves' real intention was that is not important. The point is that he was looking for the message that Hashem was trying to send him. So as Elul begins, the real question is, what message is Hashem trying to send us? You know, a lot of times people get scared of the word tshuva, reflection, introspection, writing down all of your sins. The way, I get excited about tshuva because the way I'm looking at it now is I'm looking for opportunities to learn from life, from myself, from others around me. What's the good I see in them that I want to emulate? And what's the bad I see in them and in myself that I want to root out? And I think that's the headspace that we should be getting ourselves into in the month of Elul. Looking around, I'll give you a simple example. Just the other day, I was making my meal, my Shabbos meal, and I noticed that there's really two types of people. There's the people that are just chilling and hanging out. And then there's those few tzaddikim that whenever there's an opportunity to help, they're the first ones there. They're washing the dishes, they're making order, they're cleaning the table. They're looking for opportunities to give. And I found that very inspiring. I thought to myself, I want to be with someone like that. And that's just a little example of kind of the introspective mood of like trying to look around us and see what we can learn from the good from others and chas v'shalom the bad in others and in ourselves. But bless us to be like Rav Levi Yitzchak, to learn from all of life and to realize that Hashem is always sending us little messages about what we need to do to come back to Him. Have a beautiful first day of Elul.